This week's parsha in the Aseret HaDibros, we are told of the mitzvah of Zacharis Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho, that we are supposed to sanctify Shabbos, to speak about Shabbos, and to make it holy. And that is generally fulfilled, according to the Gemara, through the mitzvah of reciting Kiddush. I wanted to take this opportunity in order to discuss an interesting shaila that I was asked a couple of weeks ago, and I think that many people are not aware of the implications of this. And the shaila sounded like a good idea, but after thinking about it some more, I think we'll see that the question the person was asking turned out to be not such a good idea. The question is as follows: a person has a guest coming for Shabbos lunch. The guest is not religious. It could be they're driving, they're walking. It's not important how they're getting there. But they're going to be there for Shabbos lunch. And obviously, we, as good upstanding Jews, and trying to be mezaka the rabbim, trying to bring people close to Yiddishkeit and inspire them and, you know, give them as many zechuyos as possible, so we want to have them do as many mitzvahs as we can. So the person wants to know the following thing. Are they allowed, or should they, make Kiddush Shabbos day with the full Friday night Kiddush for their guest? Because obviously, their not religious guests did not make Kiddush Friday night. They did not fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zachar Soma Shabbos Akosho. And if they only have the Kiddush Friday night, you know, the Shabbos day Kiddush, well, then in that case, they're just going to have a Bar Priya Gafen. They might not have any mentioning of Zichira Shabbos, you know, Vayechulu, or, you know, the brachos itself. And as we'll see in a moment, we know the halacha is that if you don't hear Kiddush Friday night, let's say a person is sick and they were unable to make it to Kiddush Friday night, they're supposed to say the full Kiddush Shabbos day. So this person wanted to know, could he make a full Kiddush Shabbos day? Because this guest would not be Yotze, or not have been Yotze in the midst of Kiddush yet. And we have the concept of Afapi Shiyatza Motzi, even though he, the host, the religious host, fulfilled his mitzvah Friday night with Kiddush and the full Kiddush, his guest did not. And maybe he should say the full Kiddush for Shabbos day. Everyone understands the question? That is the issue before us. So let's go through the issue. Let's go through the two questions that it revolves around, and then we'll try to come out what we'd say halacha l'maisa. The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Kuf Zayin, Amar Rav Hilchasa Umishalo Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, whoever does not make Kiddush Friday night, Mekadosh V'Holech Kol Hayom Kulo Ad Motzei Shabbos. Then you should really make Kiddush all day, even until, you know, Shkia, essentially. A person would be able to make the Friday night Kiddush of Mekadosh HaShabbos, because you didn't say it Friday night. And that's brought L'Halacha by the Rambam, Yenim Hilchas Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. And the Beis Yosef explains that such a person who didn't make Kiddush at night, as a tashlumin, they have to say it during the day. The Beis Yosef writes, "Im lo kiddush b'layla, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, yesh lo tashlumin l'machar kol yom." And this is what the Shulchan Aruch says: if I didn't make Kiddush at night, I should make it up the next day. And the Ramah says, "Omer kol kiddush shalayla," and say the entire Kiddush of the Kiddush at night during the daytime yom. And the Beis Yosef then explains that during the day, one would not say Vayechulu, because really Vayechulu references the completion of the Melacha of Bria Sa'olam, of the creation of the world, and nighttime was the time when Hashem finished. It's not appropriate to say Vayechulu during the daytime. Vayechulu is really a nighttime recitation, and that's what the Ramah says as well. In the Tshuva Shari Deya, he explains that the Kavana of the Mekadesh, of the person making Kiddush, is that this single Kiddush I'm going to be saying during the day is fulfilling the mitzvah for the night and the day at the same time. It's not enough to have Stam Kavana for Kiddush. I can't just say, oh, what I'm saying Kiddush, I'm probably fine. You need to have express Kavana when making Kiddush during the day, that this Kiddush is for the nighttime and this Kiddush is also for the daytime. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan Sif Chaf Aleph. When you make Kiddush the next day, Yotze Gam B'Kiddush Shal Yom, you should be Yotze with the Kiddush in the daytime. You don't have to make two Kiddushes. You just have to make one Kiddush, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that has the express Kavana to be Yotze the nighttime and the daytime altogether. And that's the halacha. It's not really such a complicated halacha. Nobody really debates it. It's a Mefurish Gemara Masechim. So it would seem, what a beautiful idea. You're having guest for Shabbos lunch who's not from, you should make the nighttime kiddush to be motzei your guests in kiddush, so they can also fulfill the complete proper mitzvah of zachos on Shabbos lekadsho. A nice idea. We're going to argue now is that it's not such a nice idea, and maybe you shouldn't do it. Let's explain why it's not a good thing to do. The Rishonim have a debate regarding the halacha of a person who does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, a person who doesn't understand Hebrew. Can he be yotzei listening to benching from somebody else? Okay? You have a guest in your house, they never learned Hebrew, you're going to bench out loud and they're going to listen to you. We know there's a concept of halacha of shomea ka'ona. When you hear it, it's like you say it. So maybe this person who's a guest, who's not religious, they never learned Hebrew, or maybe they are religious, they're Bali Tshuva, they never learned Hebrew to understand Hebrew. So they're going to come now and they're going to listen to your benching. So that is a machlokas amongst the Rishonim whether that would work. Why would I think it would work? Why would I think it would not work? So there's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin, tells us, yatsa. If a person speaks a foreign language and they heard the Megillah being read in Ashuris in Hebrew, they're yotzei. Okay, why? So men and Rishonim cite Rashi. Rashi understood, and this is not in the Rashi in the Gemara, but it's in a Rashi brought by the Talmidim of Rashi, Rashi understood that this means that even if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, you can be yotzei with someone else who is reading Lashon HaKodesh, right? Is that not what the Gemara is saying? The Gemara is saying, even if you don't understand the words of Megillas Esther, you don't understand Hebrew, but someone is reading it to you, that's fine, you can be yotzei. Now, many reject this proof from the Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara is talking about something very specific. It's talking about Kriyas Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is a very special form of what? Which mitzvah? Pirsumei Nisa. And there are many words in Megillas Esther that we famously don't understand what they mean. For example, what's the most famous one? Ha'achashtaranim b'nei harimachim. That's the famous expression. We don't really know ourselves what that's referring to. Therefore, Megillas Esther is a very specific mitzvah where it's okay to not understand what's being said. As long as you have the general idea of what's going on, as long as you know it's about the story of Mordechai and Esther and the Haman and the basic idea, then you're fine. But Rashi is not bringing a good raya because specifically by Megillas Esther, you don't have to understand what's going on. Men and Rishonim do agree with the Shita of Rashi, and therefore they understand that it's okay to be yotzei when listening to Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. And this is what's brought by the Smag in Mitzvah Saseis Chaf Zayin. However, Tosus and Brachos Daf Mem Hei cite those who say that you are yotzei, and Tosus rejects us. Let's learn this Tosus together. Tosus writes, V'nashim tsarech iyun im yotzeis bebirchas hazimun, shel anashim. Women, classically, did not understand Hebrew in the days of the Rishonim. So Tosus wants to know, can I bench out loud, and a woman should be yotzei just by listening? Ma'achar she'ein mevinos, even though she doesn't understand any of the Hebrew words that I'm saying. V'yesh mevim raya she yotzeis midamar l'kam and sofer mevarachu bar yotzei. Later on, the Gemara says that a sofer, a talmid chacham, can make a bracha and an ignoramus, someone who doesn't know, can be yotzei. Mikan mashma she'af hanashim yotzeis birchas hamazon shalanu. We see that a woman can be yotzei in benching even they don't understand the words of the Hebrew of benching. Umiyu yesh l'dchos osorai. It says Tosas that is wrong. That is not a good proof. Tishani bor shemavin lashon hakodesh. No, because I'll say that's just simply a person who's not knowledgeable, but he understands lashon hakodesh. V'yodeh k'tzas ma'ikamer, he has the basic idea of what you're saying. Aval ein yodeh levarech, he just doesn't know how to make the brachos, right? He does understand Hebrew, so he can listen to you. He just doesn't know how to make brachos. Aval nashim she'en mavinos klal, but a woman who doesn't understand Hebrew at all, matzei lameimar d'lo nafki, it's not going to work. V'hadar mina b'megillah, it says in Megillah, lo'eis shesham ashuras yatsa, but doesn't Rashi bring a proof from Megillah that if you hear the Megillah being read in Hebrew, even understand the Hebrew, you're yotzei? Says Tosus, no. Pirsume nisa ba'alma shiny. Megillah is a special halacha of pirsume nisa, publicizing the miracle. Ha'achashtaranim b'neharamachim. Miyadan Mainu. Does anybody even know what that means, says the Gemara? And therefore, Tosis rejects Rashi. And this is the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah on Maseches Brachos, the Or Zarua, the Russian Brachos, and the Mordechai all reject this concept, that you can be Yotze if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Now, the brother of the Avnei Ezer argued that Tzkiyah Shofar works on the basis of Shomea Ka'ona. It's a fascinating machlokas. He wanted to argue that Tzkiyah Shofar works on the basis of Shomea Ka'ona, right? Why is it work when I blow Shofar and you listen? Because you hear the sounds of the Shofar. The Avnei Ezer wrote a tshuva to him that he says doesn't make sense, because Shomea Ka'ona works based on the words of the Mashmiya, the one making the sound, and not the noises that the Mashmiya is making. Shomea Ka'ona is about understanding words, not sounds. Shomea Ka'ona means I understand what you are saying. And therefore, the Avnei Ezer argued that Tekiah Shofar being blown is a form not of Shomea Ka'ona, but rather a form of Shlichus, that I'm your messenger fulfilling it on your behalf. Eventually, Avnei Ezer would agree with his brother the Shofar is a form of Shomea Ka'ona, because he says the sound of the Shofar is a unique sound of Tefillah. Not a discussion right now, it's more of a Rosh Hashanah discussion. But nevertheless, we have this idea that Shomea Ka'ona is integral, that the understanding the words is an integral part of Shomea Ka'ona. If I don't understand what you're saying, then how can I say Shomea Ka'ona? You can't just make noises and assume that I'm going to be Yotzi with what you're saying. So we have here Machlokas Rishonim. Does Shomea Ka'ona work if you don't understand Hebrew? What do the poskim say? So the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel conclude that one is not Yotze with Shomei Ka'on if they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Shnaim She'achlo, two people are eating. Af al pi shebirchas hamotzi poter echad eschaver. Even though in hamotzi I can cover your bracha mitzvah l'chalek shivar kolechad birchas hamotz l'atzo, it's better that each person recite benching on their own. What am I talking about? That's if they know how to bench. If you know how to bench, but I don't know how to read the words of benching. You, the person who knows how to bench, and me, who does not know the words of benching, you can make a bracha on my behalf. Right? Nothing so outlandish there. Imavin Lashon HaKodesh. But says the Mechaber, that's only if you understand Hebrew. El Sheni Yodei Levarech, I just don't know the words of benching. Mitzarech Lechavein Mila B'Mila Kol Mashayom, and I have to have Kavana for each and every word while this is going on. Okay, however, comes the Rama. So what does the Mechaber say? It's not going to, if you don't understand Hebrew, there's no Shomea Ka'ona. Right, so according to this, I can't make Kiddush for my friend who comes, who's not religious, who doesn't understand Hebrew. He's not being go to the Kiddush because he doesn't understand Hebrew, so it's a waste. The Rama in the Darkei Moshe writes, no, that the minig is to be lenient like Rashi. And he says that he never saw anyone protest about someone who doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh being Yotze with Shomea Ka'ona. He says, V'chein b'smag, docha divrei Rashi, kasav, v'lchein tov shehanoshim mevarchal atzman. It's better they should make their own brachos. Miu, haminag b'zman hazeh k'divrei Rashi. The minig is like Rashi, says the Rama. I never saw anybody object to someone who does not understand Hebrew being yotze with the brachos of another person. This is the shita as well of another comment of the Shulchan Aruch, of his comments of the Rama's comments on the Shulchan Aruch, not the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rama's comments there. He writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes. Now again, I just want to point out, the Mechaber made his comments about not understanding Hebrew in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel 193. The Rama makes his comments disagreeing, seemingly, in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes 199. That's important to remember. This says the Rama, Nashim mizamnos la'atzman rishus. Women can make a ziman on their own. Ava kasha'ochlo sima nashim. If they're with men, chayavos v'yotzit b'ziman shalano, they have to be yotzit with the ziman of men. Says the Rama, af al pi she'ena mevinos, even if they don't understand what the men are saying in benching. And he quotes the Rush, the Mordechai, and Zuel b'shem Rashi. So the Rama seems to say over here that even if they don't understand the benching, they can be yotzi with Shomea Ka'ona. How do we understand this? How do we understand the sheet of the Rama? So the Gra, the Bir HaGra, writes there in Sifkat and Tes, he says something very fascinating, very, very interesting. He says, why does the Rama not argue with the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel? If the Rama wants to say that the halacha is like Rashi, and a person who doesn't understand Hebrew can be Yotzei with Shomea Ka'ona just by listening, even if they understand Hebrew, why didn't the Rama make that comment in chapter 193? Why is he only making it over here in Kuf Tzadi Tes in 199? Everyone hears the gross question? It's a fair question, right? He suggests that the Ramah really holds like the Taz. And he leaves as a Tzarchian. What does the Taz say? The Taz he's referring to says that it's better to listen to the brachos even if they don't understand them instead of not making a brach at all. That's what the Taz says. Meaning, you should make the brachos yourself. Really, it doesn't, you don't, not really Yotze. But says the Taz, it's better than nothing. Better to listen to some brachos and at least get something out of it. So if that's the case, the Gra means that the Ramah holds that Mi'ikar Adin, according to the letter of the law, someone who can't understand Hebrew is not Yotze with Shomei HaKa'onah. You're not religious Shabbos guest, so you make Kiddush for him. They're not Yotze, says the Gra. And that's what the Ramah holds. And this is the sheet of the Ramah according to the Maimer Mordechai, that really they're not Yotze, but what am I going to do? He might as well do something. Was he going to sit there and not do anything? So he'll hear me make Kiddush and I'll get something for it. That's the sheet of the Maimer Mordechai. In the first explanation of the Maimer Mordechai, he holds the Ramah, argues that they're mamish Yotze, even they understand Hebrew at all. The Lavush in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes has a different approach. He wants to differentiate between Zimun, Rabbi Sina Berech, and Birchas HaMazon. When it comes to benching Birchas HaMazon, if the person doesn't understand Hebrew, they're not Yotze at all. That's for sure. If you don't understand Hebrew, and I'm going to bench out loud, you could listen from today till tomorrow. If you don't understand it, you did not fulfill any mitzvah benching. This is how the Elia Rabba, the Magen Avraham hold as well. They understand the Ramah. Specifically by benching, you're not going to be Yotze. However, many Acharonim cite the Darkei Moshe, and they say the minhag is to be lenient for those who don't understand Hebrew, that you can be Yotze with Shomei HaKa'onah. This is what the Bach writes in Kuf Tzadi Gimel, the Prisha, the Tshuvas Semach Tzedek, the Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu, the Tshuvas Maral Diskin, the Shevet HaLevi. They all say this. The Magen Avraham in Kuf Tzadi Gimel cites the Ramah as the Halacha. But he says that it's better for the Shomea to say the words along with the Mavarech. It's better if someone is listening to benching or something like that, you should say the words along with them. This is cited by the Mishmur. Let's look at the Mishmur in Sifkat and Hay. Lefize, Hanashim Yavarech Latzman. Women surely bench themselves. Behu Adin, Am Haaretz, someone who is ignorant, Kishenu Mavin Biracha Samoti, doesn't understand it. Vivyesh Poskim Shesovim Shibalashan HaKodesh Yotze Adin Midei Chavaso Bishmiya. Some poskim say if you don't understand Hebrew, you can be Yotze with Shomei HaKa'onah anyway. Alpha Pishen Mavin Halashon. Okay? Mashenkin doesn't work by French, right? That's not going to work, only by Hebrew. V'chein haminag, that is the minag, says the Mishnah Berurah. Shenatz nashim yotze sdei chavasim b'shmiah d'mavarech. A person who doesn't understand Hebrew, they can be yotze in brachos by listening to the person making the blessing. Afa pi she'en mavinos kal, even they don't understand it. V'afilu b'kiddush, even kiddush, which is a da'o raisa. L'kulei alma nashim afilu hachi yotze b'shmiah. Women are yotze with kiddush. V'chein ama aret, someone who's ignorant, she'en mavinim d'reg mikta mekadush. Even if they don't understand the words of the Mekadesh. That's what his Mishnah Berurah says. And then he says, Mikol Makom, though, nevertheless, Yoser Tov Sheyomru Achar Mavarach Mekadesh Mila Mila, they should try to parrot and to say the words along. Im Efshar Lehem Debazeh, if they're able to do this, and that would be better. The Aruch HaShulchan extends this discussion explicitly to Kiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Reish Ayin Aleph. Vida, Tilamish Sover La Elbasim quotes Adi Gimel. That which we said in chapter 193. Tagam Lashana Kodesh Eni Yachal Lohotzi Acharim Elin Kim Mivin HaLashon. You can't be Motzi another person in a mitzvah that is Hebrew if they don't understand it. Aval Kesheino Mavin. If they don't understand, Eino Yotza Elin Kane Omer Acharav Mila Vemila, they have to say each word. If they even they don't understand, they are Yotze in those particular cases. If so, excuse me, Nishedi Dun, our women, Derumen Ein in Yodos Lashon HaKodesh, most women did not know Hebrew. Einim Yotze is B'Kiddush, they're not Yotze Kiddush. Eleim Kein Omros Mila B'Mila Acher HaMekadosh, unless they say it word by word. Veinam Min HaKein, but the meaning is not like that. Omnam Be'emes Be'arna, we explained that the Halach is really like Rashi, to Lashon HaKodesh, when it comes to Hebrew specifically. You can be Yotze with Shomei HaKa'onah by listening, even if you don't understand Hebrew. Excuse me again. V'haminag ra'ayel d'vareinu. And the minag, meaning, go see what people do. People make kiddush all the time for people who don't understand Hebrew, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And what happens? We know that people do this all the time, and it works. And therefore, l'maisa, it would be preferable for the one listening to say Kiddush word by word along with the Mekadesh, or for the Shema to learn the words of Kiddush. Now, how is this going to impact us in our case? Again, the question was, you have a guest who's going to be coming there for Shabbos, Shabbos lunch. They did not fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush at night, and you want to be a good guy, and you want to make the full Kiddush, the Friday night Kiddush, so they can fulfill the mitzvah of Friday night and Shabbos day at the same time. In our case, let's think about this for a second. In our case, where someone has come for a Shabbos meal, and they have not heard Kiddush Leil Shabbos, and they are not from, and the assumption is they're not from, they probably don't understand Kiddush as well. They're not going to understand the words of Kiddush. It would be preferable for the host to not make Kiddush on the Kiddush of Leil Shabbos on their behalf. It's a suffix whether the person would be Yotze in the first place. And now you're going to make the bracha of Mekadosh Shabbos. It's a suffix bracha levatala, right? It's a question whether they're going to fulfill the mitzvah in the first place. And now, if they were by your house Friday night and you made Kiddush, so then, okay, according to Rashi, they're Yotze. But according to many Mishnayim, they're not Yotze. So you don't lose out if you make Kiddush because the person's in the room anyway. But now you're going to make a bracha that you don't even need to say Shabbos day because you want to be a nice guy. That's a suffix bracha. It could be you're going to violate the third commandment, which is also in this week's parsha, not to take God's name in vain. So you're going to now put yourself in a situation of a suffix bracha, and it's going to be improper. So it would seem to come out halacha lemaisa that if you know that the person doesn't understand Hebrew, don't make a bracha on their behalf that you don't need to say yourself, because that would be a suffix bracha and perhaps a bracha levatala in that case. Clear? Does that make sense? Okay, I'll just add one more point. Just to clarify the halacha, let's say the person themselves does not understand, they can read Hebrew, but they don't understand Hebrew. Let's say that's the case. The guy can't understand, but he can read the letters. What should we do in that case? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in Siman Kuf Pei Hei that if the Mevarech, the person making the blessing themselves, don't understand Hebrew, the bracha is not effective because I'm not actually being Mevarech Hashem if I don't know what I'm saying. And this is the case even if I understand that I'm speaking to God and it's my intention to bless God with these words. And he concludes that the minhag is to be lenient though, but that it's better to be machmer. I mean, this is also the sheet of the Pre-Chadash. However, the sheet of Rov Rishonim in the Shulchan Aruch is that only when it comes to listening is it necessary to understand Hebrew. But when it comes to reciting Lashon HaKodesh, even if you do not understand what you're saying, you fulfill the mitzvah. And this is the sheet of the Shari Ephraim and the Rosh Hashulchan and the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim, who all reject the Baal HaTanya. So, if you have a guest who's able now to recite Hebrew, even if he doesn't understand Hebrew, better he should make the brachas on his own and not be Yotze with you. Because that, according to almost all opinions, he'll be Yotze the brachas in a more lichatchila fashion in that case. Okay, that is the question we discussed. Hopefully we've clarified the halacha, and everyone should have a lovely, lovely Shabbos.